Today I'm chatting with Tabitha Therryoung, and she is an artist in Silver Point, a glass artist. She recently graduated from the Appalachian Center for Craft. Welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm glad to be here.
So you graduated with a Bachelor's of Fine Arts?
Yes,
I'm assuming. So when did you know you wanted to be an artist?
I started, you know, as your typical kid that, where you have all like the little like art little sets, you know, and color pencils and all that stuff. And I always like enjoyed drawing and stuff like that. I was never really good at it.
Really?
I always enjoyed it. I'm still no good at drawing.
But you're good at glass.
Yeah. My mom actually blew glass when I was in middle and high school. And I fought it for a while, and I started college at a community college, and then I ended up taking my first class and just fell in love. I couldn't resist anymore.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I got my associate's in glass back in Virginia, where I'm from, and then I heard about the Appalachian Center for Craft and decided to pursue it even further.
Are you glad you made that decision?
Oh, yeah. My life, I could not imagine what my life would be like if I hadn't done it.
If you hadn't done it. That's amazing. I'm trying to encourage my son to do it right now, to go to the Appalachian Center for Craft. He's a little hesitant. But I'm like, I've met so many artists through the show, and I'm like, just do it. They're all, like, so happy with, you know, promoting a career or pursuing a career in art. So where are you headed to now that you've graduated?
I do have an internship. It's in Star, North Carolina at Starworks Glass. And it's a 3-month-long internship where I will be living there and working with glass 5 to 7 days a week. And it's going to be awesome. And then I'm also planning on doing a internship back home in Norfolk, Virginia at the Chrysler Museum next year.
Awesome. So do you have, like, long-term?
Yeah. I eventually want to get my MFA. But I've just got the first year kind of gritted out, and then I'll see what life is doing. I am married and have dogs, so.
Yeah, dogs are awesome, right? How many dogs do you have?
I have 3.
Me too.
They're my babies.
Yes, 100%. So what kind of pieces do you create?
I mostly stick on the sculptural side. It's witchcraft-inspired, I guess you could say. My biggest thing is, you know, we live in the South, and if you say witch, it's just like, oh, no, bad.
Not for long.
Yeah, no. So my biggest thing is just, like, I kind of want to inform people in a fun way of finding, like I said earlier, magic in the mundane. Like, all the, like, things that you use on a daily basis can have magic. Making your coffee in the morning can be magical, you know?
Yes.
And the whole process of glass making to me is, it's almost spiritual. Like,
it
for
is
me.
Spiritual. 100%.
Yeah.
So tell me about your thesis project.
It was intense. I loved it. I'm very happy with the way it came out. But I was trying, my biggest thing was showcasing all the skills that I learned.
Yeah.
So I had sculpture, I had vessel work, I had kiln-formed glass, and I just, like, really wanted to showcase, like, everything I learned while I was at the Craft Center, because Kurt Brock, he's amazing, and then we also had Julia Rogers was, like, a guest professor for a semester, and she skyrocketed my sculpting skills, and I'm just forever grateful for that place.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I saw, like, you did throw some of the witch elements in there. I love witch hats.
Yes, I love those.
They're really cool.
Yeah, and it's really interesting because they look like fabric.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
So the type of finishing technique I use for them, you have to, like, really look at them to realize they're glass. Especially, like, in the show, I hung it on the wall, so it just looks like a hat hanging on the wall. And then when you get up close, you're like, oh. That's actually glass.
Yeah, that is really neat.
Yeah,
I love that. How'd you learn that technique, obviously, at school?
Yeah, I don't know. I was playing around. I started making those hats, so I was just like, oh, it would be really cool if I made a witch hat. And then I just played around with different finishings, and we have this stuff called liquid luster. So you sandblast it, and then you put liquid luster on it, and it gives it this satin type finish.
Nice.
Where it's not really matte, but it's not really glossy either. It's with this beautiful in-between stage.
Fantastic. More of our conversation with Tabitha Therryoung coming up on the scene. I'm here with Tabitha Theria. She's a Silver Point recent graduate of Tennessee Tech University with a bachelor's in fine arts, and she's a glass artist. So you create a lot of different pieces. I've seen like some vases, which are like really cool, the tops of them. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to describe what you, it's amazing. And then, of course, the witch hats, which I love. So how do you create a piece from start to finish, like starting from the moment that you're inspired till you put the finishing touches on?
So I mentioned before, I'm not very good at drawing. My brain doesn't really function in 2D. I can only create it in a 3D format, like, well, something I need to work on. But so I have an idea, and I just try and execute it, like, as best I can, and usually it takes a couple tries. So we have, in the glass studio, we have a furnace, which is what holds all of the glass, and then we have reheating chambers, which is where we do our reheats and everything else.
Excuse me, I sneeze.
And so the furnace has all of our glass. That's where whether it's on a pipe or a punny rod, it's you gather out of the furnace. Like, imagine it's like the consistency of honey almost.
Ooh.
So it's molten glass. Yeah.
It's really hot though, right?
Yes. Okay. It's like 2,000 degrees.
Wow.
And everything starts off clear.
Okay.
Everything. And if we want color, we have to add that. And we usually purchase color from different suppliers and everything else. And there's different forms of color and a whole spectrum of whatever you could need.
Okay.
So it starts off clear and you add color to it. And depending on what you're making, say I'm blowing a cup.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make it a little simple. You pop a bubble in it because it's a hollow tube all the way down, and you pop a bubble in it. And then you usually take, like, another gather because it's building it up in layers.
What do you mean you pop a bubble in it?
So it's you just, like, literally blow. You blow through the pipe, and it's your own air. Like,
oh, wow.
You're actually creating the piece with your own breath.
No way.
Yes. It's, like I said earlier, it's like a spiritual thing. Like, you're
cool.
Completely connected. And so, and it's all in layers. So say I had one gather, and I put some black powder on it, and then I gathered over it. So there'd be a layer of clear in between the color, or on each side of the
mm-hmm.
color, sorry. And then you continue, usually you have a partner, so they help you, and usually they'll blow for you while you're shaping, and we use...
Do you have to have a partner?
You don't have to, but if you don't, it limits what you can make, depending on your skill base. I know some people that can make some phenomenal work by themselves.
Okay.
I'm not one of them.
Okay, gotcha.
I love having a partner. So they'll usually blow while you're shaping or assist you in any ways that you need, whether it's preheating a tool. And obviously the glass is really hot, so you can't touch it with your hands. Like, that is the hardest part to me, is you always want to, like, I need to move this one spot. So we have a variety of different types of tools. One of my favorite tools is actually a newspaper. So it's literally just a folded up newspaper, and it's wet, and you just soak it in water, and you shape the glass. It's the closest thing you can get to shaping the glass with your hands, because you're holding the newspaper, and you're shaping the glass with just a couple layers of paper in between you and hot glass.
Mm.
And then we have, like, certain specialty tools, of course, and so... Once you blow it up to whatever size, and then we use a lot of gravity and centrifugal force. And if you've ever, like, thrown pottery,
mm-hmm.
have you ever done that, where you're really reliant on the you're keeping it on center?
Yeah.
We're doing the same thing, just on a different axis.
Gotcha.
So we're just doing it on the horizontal axis as opposed to the vertical. And so, and then we shape it however we want it, and then we do this thing called a jack line. So it's like a cinch point. I don't know how else to describe it.
Okay.
And that creates, and you put water on that when you do the transfer. So you get, like, a solid rod, and it has, like, a little bit of glass on it, and you attach it to the bottom of the piece, and you put a little bit of water on your jack line, is what it's called, and then you bonk it with, like, a metal tool, and it creates vibration, which will stress it out and fracture it right there. And hopefully it fractures exactly where you want it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's how you turn the piece around, and then you reheat that part and open it up and create the lip however you want it as well.
More of our conversation with Tabitha Theria coming up on the scene. I'm here with Tabitha Therryoung. She's a Silver Point artist, recent graduate of Appalachian Center for Craft, and she is a glass artist. So, your stuff's really cool.
Thank you.
How do you get your inspiration?
I mean, I talked to you a little bit earlier about it's like witchcraft themed, and it's about informing people in a fun way that it's not all bad and evil and everything else. And sometimes ideas just like pop into my head.
Yeah.
Like that crystal ball piece that's in my thesis show. I just thought of that like one day and I was like, oh man, that would be really cool. And I tried like a miniature version and it turned out the way I wanted it. And I was like, all right, let's go big. And I made it like, I mean, it's heavy. It's like 15 pounds because it's solid.
Wow.
And it never happens, but I nailed it on the first try. And I was like, I don't have to make it again.
That usually happens when you're like following some serious intuition.
Yeah.
You ever notice that?
Oh, yeah.
Those pieces that you just like crank out and they're so fast and it's like everything's just flowing.
Yes.
And you're like, and it's pure inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're just like, I got to do this at all costs. I don't care if I die making this. It has to be created.
Yeah. My glass professor would call it tapping into flow. That's
100%.
Yeah. Yeah. He's really big on that.
Yeah, absolutely. So with your thesis, you know, you said you wanted to bring in like all of the elements, things that you learned. Like how did you... That must have felt overwhelming.
Yes and no. I mean, certain pieces, certain techniques just worked. You know, like the wolf head was something I wanted to incorporate. And the story behind that was I actually found a coyote that had been hit. And it was supposed to be a coyote head, but I couldn't quite get the shape correct. But because their noses are so long and narrow.
Yeah.
But I had found it hit in the road and somebody just left it. So I went and I picked it up and I buried her,
yeah.
You know, and that was like the whole like inspiration for that piece. And obviously like that has to be sculpted. Like you can't just blow, like you can't, there's no other way to make that, you know, it could have been solid sculpted, but I wanted to try inside sculpting which is blown work where you sculpt inside the bubble with tools, you're doing it
I've
blind.
I've seen that. That's crazy.
It's so cool.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And then, like, the moon cycle piece, I mean, I guess I could have done them kiln-formed, but I decided to make big rondelles and sandblast whatever phase I wanted each one to be because I was like, that's technically difficult, and I want to see if I can do that. And the cards were kiln-formed. So, I mean, it's just certain things that just made sense.
Yeah. How do you pick your colors?
I'm a very traditional black and white type of person. I just love the way black and white look together. But, like, for certain ones, the wolf head, I had to really combine and, like, test a lot of colors out. I did, like, white on the inside so that way whatever color I put on top would have an opaqueness against it. And I just, like... mismatched a bunch of colors that like remind me of like coyote type coloring, which that's hard to capture.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of testing.
Like are you mixing pigments together to create your own color? Or do you
kind of?
Yeah.
It's like layering.
Okay.
So it's separate colors and then I would layer them on top of each other.
And that's how you get your final color
mm-hmm.
is through layering.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
really
not like paint. You can't just like mix.
That's what I'm like thinking. I'm like imagining you like doing like potions.
Yeah.
No, not so
no.
much.
Bummer. Skin tone colors and like animal colors are hard to get.
Yeah.
So you gotta like really just kind of play around with it and hope that you get it right.
Yeah, absolutely. So where can people find your work? What's your Instagram handle?
My Instagram handle is tangled_glass.
Okay. And then do you show it anywhere else online?
I do have a website. It's tabithatheryoungglass.com. And then I also have an Etsy, which is Tangled Glassworks.
Fantastic. Check all of those out because she is amazing. Thank you so much for coming on the show. We appreciate you.